阿门。奉主耶稣圣名开始今天晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin this evening service.
唱赞美诗255首。
Please sing hymn 255.
一起来祷告，求主带领聚会。
Let's all kneel down, ask the Lord to guide our service.
平安。
Hallelujah. May peace for go to for peace to all brothers and sisters.
大家也辛苦了。
And perhaps many people are tired.
因为今天守安息守得最完全了，整天了。
Today we have the most complete observance of Sabbath.
但是相信大家也应该欢喜快乐。
I'm sure this is also a joyful day.
能够在灵恩会的期间，把自己安息在主的怀抱里面。
In the spiritual convocation, we can rest ourselves in the bosom of the Lord.
享受属灵里面的一种造就。
And enjoy the spiritual edification.
由于我们的这一次主题是定彼此认罪，互相代求。
The topic for this spiritual convocation is confess each other and pray for each other.
我们也谈分享了罪的认识。
We share about the understanding of sin.
彼此认罪里头最重要用爱心来对待。
And we also need to treat each other with love.
然后借着代祷的工作来成就一切。
And through the work of intercessory prayer, we accomplish everything.
在彼此认罪互相代求里面。
While confessing each other and pray for each other.
这样做它另外还有一个含义。
And there is another implication.
也就是要彼此追求圣洁。
That is, we need to pursue holiness.
有软弱要改。
If there's a weakness, we need to correct.
有过患要求主的怜悯。
If there's sin, we need to ask for the forgiveness of the Lord.
让我们渐渐地成为一个圣洁的人。
So gradually we can become a holy person.
所以现在我们要跟大家谈分享是追求圣洁。
So now we will study how to pursue holiness.
我们一块来看利未记十九章。
Please turn to Leviticus chapter 19.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
十九章，请看第二节。
Verse 2.
利未记十九章。
Leviticus chapter 19.
我们从第一节看起。
We read from verse 1.
神对摩西说。
The Lord said to Moses.
你晓谕以色列全会众说。
Speak to the entire assembly of Israel.
你们要圣洁。
And be holy.
因为我你们的神是圣洁的神。
Because I, the Lord your God, am holy.
所以在这里啊，我们很清楚地看到。
So in these two verses, we can see clearly.
是神要求要以色列全百姓圣洁。
God requested the entire assembly of Israel be holy.
不是人要求人。
The request did not come from man.
而是这位创造天地万物的神要求他的百姓要这样做。
It was the God who created heaven and earth asked his people to do so.
我们来看十一章。
Let's refer chapter 11.
请看十一章。
11.
十一章的四十四节、四十五节。
Verse 44 and 45.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
我是你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁。
I am Lord your God, consecrate yourself and be holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
Because I am holy.
你们也不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。
Do not make yourself unclean by any creature that move about the ground.
我是把你们从埃及地领出来的神。
I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt.
要做你们的神。
To be your God.
所以你们要圣洁。
Therefore be holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
Because I am holy.
在这两个经文里面。
In these two verses.
很清楚的神直接真的要求百姓要圣洁。
God clearly requests his people to be holy.
不单单是这样。
Not only so,
而且神是站在我把你们从埃及救出来的基础上面来讲的。
God says on said this based on the foundation He saved His people from Egypt.
你们蒙受我的拯救。
You have been saved by my hands.
在拯救的恩典上面，你们绝对要圣洁。
So on this salvation, you must be holy.
这可以提醒我们呢。
This remind us.
我们领受赦罪的洗礼。
Today we receive the baptism of redemption.
所以我们的思想、说话、动作、行为。要圣洁啊。
So, everything we think and say and act must be holy.
神在这里对以色列百姓有这么强烈的要求啊。
God has such strict requests on his people.
如果我们是他的儿女，也应该要符合这个要求啊。
We are his children, we should also obey this command.
我们请看二十章。
Let's refer chapter 20.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十章的二十六节。
Chapter 20, verse 26.
你们要归我为圣。
You are to be holy to me.
因为我是圣的。
Because I am the Lord am holy.
并叫你们与万民有分别。
And I have set you apart from the nation.
使你们做我的民。
To be my own.
我们在这里不单单神要求百姓为圣洁。
Not only God asks his people to be holy.
进一步要百姓归属于神的圣洁。
They want, God wanted them to belong to God's holiness.
因为神的百姓与万民有分别哦。
Because God has set them apart from the nation in this world.
所以这一点是一个很重要的一个信仰观念。
This is the important truth.
提出利未记几个经文。
So the reason I brought up forth these verses.
我们就可以了解。
We can understand.
利未记我们也可以用一个大的主题叫做追求圣洁来看这个利未记的。
The main thing of Leviticus is to pursue holiness.
所以以追求圣洁为利未记的主题也是不错的。
So pursuing holiness is the main thing of Leviticus.
里头真的是交代了许多要怎么样圣洁的一些条例。
This book teaches us how to be holy.
不管是个人卫生也好。
Not only from the personal hygiene point of view.
宗教献祭也好。
Also a religious sacrifice,
人与人之间相处也好
or interpersonal relationship,
利未记谈了很多
Leviticus addressed all these aspects,
绝对离不开这个主题叫做追求圣洁
The main thing is to pursue holiness.
我们以下就从这个角度分了几个方向的探讨
So we will study this from several aspects.
首先就旧约的典故来看
First from from the from Old Testament.
圣洁的课题其实是一个古老的课题哦。
The lesson of holiness is a old lesson.
对于我们的信仰来说啊。
For our faith,
是一个古老的信仰问题。
It is an ancient issue.
我们来看一下出埃及记十九章。
Let's refer Exodus chapter 19.
出埃及记的十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
第五节，第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
五节六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
如今你们若实在听从我的话。
Now if you obey me fully and keep my covenant.
遵守我的约。
Keep my covenant.
就要在万民中做属我的子民。
Then out of all nations you will be my treasure possession.
因为全地都是神的。
All, the whole earth is mine.
六节。
Verse 6.
你们要归我做祭司的国度。
You will be for me a kingdom of priests.
为圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
这些话你要告诉以色列人。
These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
这个是在西乃山上所订定的约。
This is a covenant made on the mountain of Sinai.
所以这个也叫做西乃之约。
That's why it's called Sinai Covenant.
也叫做摩西之约。
Or Mosaic Covenant.
第五节就谈到一个古老的信仰问题，叫做顺服。
In verse 5, talk about obedience.
然后第六节就谈到古老的信仰问题，圣洁。
And verse 6, talk about holiness.
古老的信仰问题，圣洁。
An old issue on faith, which is holiness.
这两个信仰上的课题啊。
These are the two lessons on faith.
顺服和圣洁。
Obedience and holiness.
如果当我们在看其这个旧约圣经到新约，真的神一再要求他百姓要做好这两样啊。
From Old Testament to New Testament, God indeed requests His people on these two lessons.
要成为祭司国度的圣洁国民啊。
In order to become a priest in the holy nation.
你就必须要先学会顺服神的约哦。
We first need to learn to obey God's covenant.
哎，这个是定定一个圣洁的基础和特别的要件哦。
This is the foundation of holiness.
你有顺服神的约、神的话，你才能够有一个圣洁的生活。
Only when you obey God's holy covenant, then you will have a holy life.
而这两个离不开啊。
These two are inseparable.
我们想想看。
Let's think.
始祖亚当只有神吩咐一句话，善恶果树上的果子不能吃。
Our ancestor Adam, God only gave him one command, which is not to eat the
fruit
on the knowledge of tree of good and evil. One command.
他有顺服吗？
Did he obey?
违背了神的命令啊。
He disobeyed God's command.
一违背神的命令不顺服。
The moment he disobeyed God's command.
这在神的眼中看他就成为一个不圣洁的人了。
In the eyes of God, he became an unholy man.
所以神把他逐出伊甸乐园了。
He was cast out from the Garden of Eden.
因为犯罪才被逐出啊。
Because he sinned, he was cast out.
在神眼中不圣洁啊。
In the eyes of God, he was unholy.
有关这两个课题啊。
So these two lessons.
真的神要求的很多很多啊。
God has required a lot.
从伊甸乐园被逐出。
Starting from the time
man
was cast out from
the
Garden of Eden. 然后就开始
过一个选民的族长时期。
And then God chose his people from a tribe. It's called
选民的族长时期啊。
The era of patriarch of chosen people.
神也一再交代。
God also requested this.
然后又从埃及离开过旷野。
Then after departing Egypt, they travel in
wilderness. 神特别重视，所以在西乃山的时候就订定了这个约定。
So God made a covenant on Mount Sinai with His people.
然后进去应许的迦南地。
Then they enter the promised Canaan.
神定这个古老信仰课题，也要他们遵守啊。
God still want them to obey these two lessons.
但是就在犹大国要被灭亡以前。
When the kingdom of Judah was about to destroy,
神又在透过先知在宣告这个课题。
Through his prophet, God gave these two lessons to his people again.
人多么的无用啊。
We can see how useless those people were.
这么重要的古老课题。
These two old lessons.
我们的始祖学不会。
And our ancestor can never learn.
我们的祖宗学不会。
Our ancestor cannot learn these lessons.
进迦南地百姓又学不会。
When they entered the land of Canaan, they still couldn't learn.
最后才被掳到巴比伦呢。
That's why they were taken as captive to Babylon.
我们来看一下耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
请看第七章。
Chapter 7.
第七章的二十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 23.
二十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 23.
宣知宣告神的话。
Here, prophet declared God's word.
说我只吩咐他们这一件事。
I gave them this command.
说你们当听从我的话。
Obey me.
我就做你们的神。
And I will be your God.
你们也做我的子民。
And you will be my people.
你们行我所吩咐的一切道。
Walk in all the ways I command you. That you will be my people. Will be blessed.
你一个顺服的动作都没做到。
They were unable to obey God.
怎么可能有一个圣洁的生活呢？
That's why they do not have a holy life.
所以从神创造人类以来，就一直在强调这个课题啊。
Since God created human, He asked His people to be holy.
到了犹大国要灭亡以前，耶利米先知宣告，神只要求一件事。
Before the destruction of the kingdom of Judah, God still just required this lesson.
这么多的诫命、律例、典章。
Among so many commands and rituals.
诫命、律例、典章。
Or command and law and the rituals.
因为这个在旧约这三项太重要了。
These three aspects are very important in Old Testament.
从这里就看到许多的神的话语出现。
We can see many words of God among them.
他总结只要求一件事，顺从神的话。
The summary is that to obey God's words.
结果他们不顺从哎。
But they were disobedient.
你不要以为说，你看我没有坏习惯哦，我很圣洁哦。
Don't say I don't have bad habit. I'm holy.
但是它的前提是你不顺服神的话。
The prerequisite is that if we don't
常常不聚会,
obey God's word, and we don't attend service, we don't listen to the words of God,
也没有思想神的话,
we don't meditate the words of God,
知道而不力行,
we know God's word, but we don't practice.
你基本上已经不顺服了。
Fundamentally, we are
disobedient. 那这时候你敢夸口我圣洁吗?
Can we boast ourselves to be holy?
你不应该讲。
We shouldn't say so.
也不要检讨别人。
Don't examine others.
自己就是一个问题。
We ourselves is a problem.
所以百姓不听从神的话。
The people of Israel disobey God.
结果造成在信仰上面是不圣洁的生活动作。
In the end, they do not have holy life in their faith.
我们来看二十四节哦。
Verse 24.
二十四节到二十六节。
Verse 24 to 26.
这里说百姓不听从，也不侧耳听神的话哦。
The people did not listen to or pay attention to God's word.
然后随从自己的计谋和恶心。
And they just follow their own desire and evil heart. And verse 25.
自从把你们的祖宗从埃及地领出来之后呢？
From the time your forefather left Egypt.
直到今日。
Until now.
神差遣他的仆人众先知到你们那里去。
Day after day, again and again, God sent his prophet to the people.
每天早上起来就差他们对百姓说话。
Every day, when they wake up, God sent prophet to them.
二十六节说。
Verse 26.
你们却不听从。
But they did not listen.
也不听。
They didn't pay attention.
并且倾向行恶。
They were stiff-necked and
perverted evil. 比你们列
祖更坏。Worse than their forefathers.
所以我们常常看到我们的信仰啊，常常一代不如一代啊。
That's why our faith is one generation is worse than the previous generation.
第一代他是凭着信心来去信耶稣的。
The first generation, they have faith and they believe Jesus.
可以说把生命置之度外。
And they will risk their life to believe God.
在偶像跟真神之间争战。
They were fighting the battle between God and his idol.
在无神论跟有神论之间争战做选择的。
They have made choice between believing God and being atheist.
但是我们第二代、第三代、第四代了。
But the second and third and fourth generation.
我们做父母亲蒙着良心自己看自己的孩子。
So if we take a look at our children.
他们为什么不再积极？
How come they are not actively?
有时候父母亲也要检讨。
Perhaps parents need to examine themselves.
我们可能也常常体贴自己。
Maybe we just consider ourselves. We are not active.
家庭也没有家庭祭坛的生活。
There is no family altar.
更没有基督化的家庭。
No Christian-like family.
孩子也会被影响。
Our children are influenced.
你不能因为孩子这一代没有信心，就一直责备你，看看你自己。
We shouldn't just scold our children. We should examine ourselves.
应该家庭有传承信仰的一个机制在里面呢。
The purpose of family is to pass down our faith.
钱财固然要传。
We of course we pass our money to our children.
你努力就有了。
If you work hard, they will have. If they work hard, they will have money.
但是这个不能让他进天国。
But this cannot let them to go into heaven.
重点大目标不在这里哦。
The main purpose is not here.
信仰要当作宝贝来传。
We should treat our faith like a treasure and pass down to our children.
因为不顺从神的话。
Because if they don't obey God's word.
不遵守古老神，这个神交代古老的信仰课题。
If they don't observe this old lesson of faith.
神只要求一件，要顺服神的话。
God only requests that to be obedient
不顺服,
to His words.
你的信仰生活就是不圣洁。
Disobedience leads to unholy life.
这两个息息相关呢。
These two are inseparable.
如果懂得的人看圣经就明白了。
If we understand this point, we can understand the Bible.
所以我们针对圣洁的问题。
So we should understand the issue regarding holiness.
我们来做一个探讨。
We need to further investigate this.
既然圣洁的课题是神在西乃之约定定的。
The lesson of holiness is made in the covenant of Sinai.
我们就来看看旧约对这方面有什么样的说法。
Let's see how Old Testament talk about this lesson.
针对立位记这一卷来讲。
In the book of Leviticus.
圣洁的内容啊。
What are the content of holiness?
我们不必翻，我这边讲啊。圣洁总这个立位记总共有27章。
Leviticus have 27 chapters.
我们如果把它用圣洁的角度做一个分类的时候，
you try to classify according to holiness.
第一章到第七章是谈有关献祭的条例。
From chapter 1 to 7 talk about all the law regarding offering.
祭物整理，然后献什么样的祭物，神才悦纳他的圣洁。
How to prepare sacrifice in the way that pleases God.
然后八章到十章。
From chapter 8 to 10,
21章到22章
and 21st to 22nd,
这个是针对祭司成圣洁的条例哦。
You talk about the law regarding how to consecrate priests.
也就是带着职分在神面前工作的人哦。
That is serving God.
如果用彼得长老的说法，
According to Elder Peter,
我们每一个被拣选的都是圣洁国度的祭司哦。
Today we all are the priests in a holy nation.
所以在立位记的八章到十章，二十一章到二十二章就有谈到怎么样成为圣洁祭司的条例都有记载。
So in chapter 8 to 10 and 21 to 21, talk about how to be a holy priest.
那一般对于立位记十七章到二十六章来说，
and from chapter 17 to 26,
这里就俗称为圣洁的法典了。
Talk aboutThe law regarding holiness.
那二十三章到二十五章啊
，23 to 25.
这里就讲到节期的条例。
Talk about all the law regarding all the festivals.
那有的人可能会说了
，Some people may say.
那一般的百姓怎么办
？What about ordinary people?
其实这个是记载在十一章到十五章里面有关洁净的条例。
From chapter 11 to 15 talk about all the laws regarding being clean.
所以整个立位记我们这样看。
So we read the entire book of Leviticus.
主要有宗教方面的敬拜。
On one hand, it has the worship in the religion.
敬拜也要纯净啊。
Religious worship should be pure.
然后还有圣洁生活方面的一种条例。
And also the law regarding a holy life.
所以神的律法的颁布。
So when God gives His law,
说起来就立位记来看有三个层面的意义。
There are three levels from the book of Leviticus.
那这三个层面的意义是什么呢？
What are the three levels?
第一个是社会层面的道德律。
First is the moral law from a society point of view.
主要它是以十条诫命做一个基础来出发的。
The foundation is the Ten Commandments.
用十条诫命做基础来出发的。
They use the Ten Commandments as foundation to develop the moral law.
那第二个层面是以生活层面的卫生力来讲。
The second level is from the hygiene point of view.
主要就是一般的洁净的条例。
And they talk about all the ritual for cleanliness.
第三个层面是讲宗教层面的礼仪力。
The third aspect is the religious aspect.
谈到崇拜
the rituals, talking about worship,
谈到献祭,
talking about,
谈到节期方面的条例,
and all the festivals.
那在利未记里面订定这么多的一些规定,
there are so many regulations in Leviticus.
那你当你看完以后, 其实他要表达一个方向,
and they only want to express a one theme.
也就是要维系神跟人之间的特殊关系。
Is to maintain the special relationship between God and man.
以来表明百姓对独一真神的一种圣洁的信仰。
To ask God's people to live a life to show they are holy.
然后能够因为有圣洁的基础，可以跟这位神交流啊。
Only when God's people are holy, they can communicate and fellowship with God.
那今天我们也看到提摩太前书第二章讲的教会的侍奉。
Today we study 2 Timothy in the service of a church.
不用翻。那里有讲啊，第八节这样说。
Verse 8 said.
他说：“我愿意男人无争论，无愤怒。
I wish all men has no angry and no dispute.
随时举起圣洁的手祷告。
Raise holy hand and pray.
这个蛮有意思的。
This is an interesting point.
当时教会也可能有打架的问题产生了。
Perhaps in the church, people fight.
我们男人之间有意见了，吵起来，那个拳头就开始握了。
Among men, when there's a disagreement, and they start using their fists.
所以男人要表达这个厉害啊，就是举起手，就是举拳头啊。
So in order to show who is stronger, they raise their fist.
所以保罗特别讲啊，你要举起圣洁的手祷告哦，不是其他那种哦。
So Paul mentioned that, raise, stretch out your holy hand to pray, not to fight.
你如果不圣洁，怎么跟神交流呢？
If you are unholy, how can you have fellowship with God?
整个利未记真的就是用圣洁的这个基础啊，来让我们了解。
So the Leviticus is based on the foundation of holiness.
你进入圣洁才可以跟神交流。
Only when you enter holiness can you have fellowship with God.
像雅各书的跟神灵交啊。
The book of James talk about fellowship with God.
我们用这个角度切入的时候。
We try to understand from this point.
我们发现利未记啊，我们可以有两个很重要的路线。
There are two main directions.
在利未记里面。
Leviticus, there are two main
directions. 有两个非常重要的路线。
Two main thread.
第一章到十六章。
From chapter 1 to 16,
就是谈着人如何亲近神的方法。
Talk about how man can draw near to God.
然后17章到27章。
From 17 to 27.
是讲着人敬拜神的内容。
And the content of worshiping God.
一个是亲近人亲近神的方法。
The first one is how a man can draw near to God.
第二个路线是人敬拜神的内容。
The second is the content of man worshiping God.
我们刚刚简单把一个利未记的结构重要的路线已经跟大家讲了。
We have explained the main construct of Leviticus.
如果我们看利未记可以用这种角度切进去，你很容易就明白。
If we understand this main construct, then we can easily understand this book.
这两条路线
this main, two main
thread, 就说明了一件事。
It describes one theme.
敬拜神的侍奉动作。
The way we worship God,
要心存圣洁。
We must have a holy heart.
因为圣洁的人的圣洁的敬拜。
And only a holy worship from a holy man.
是被神所悦纳和祝福的一件事。
Will be accepted and blessed by God.
所以可见追求建立圣洁的生活。
So we can see pursuing a life of holiness.
这个主题在我们的信仰生活里面。
It's a man. It's very important in our life of faith.
这个主题在我们的信仰生活里面。
This man lesson in our life of faith.
是非常重要的学习。
It's a very important thing for us to learn.
所以大卫才做了，才有这样的一个祷告声音。
So that's why David made this prayer.
求主为我造一颗清洁的心。
He prayed that, Lord, please give me, create a pure heart in me.
你没有那个清洁的心。
Yeah, if we do not have a clean and pure heart.
你就没有那个圣洁的身心。
Then we do not have a holy heart
and body. 当你在做圣工，你就会发现无力感。
And so when you perform sacred work, you don't have power.
怎么祷告神不听？
Why is that when I pray, God doesn't listen?
为什么做事神不悦纳?
How can God does not accept my work? God, where are you?
我们不是一个躯壳来到教会听聚会完了就这样走回去, 不是一个躯壳。
We are not just a, an altar shell to come to church. And,
神要的是你的身心,
what God wants is our inner heart.
所以心要清洁,
so we must have a clean heart.
你才有正洁的身心,
then we will have a holy body.
你才会见证出这个圣洁美好的这个行为动作,
then we have good testimony of holiness.
有一个青年,
there was a youth.
他说要跟传道出去访问,
he wanted to go out with the pastor to do visitation.
从郊区大家就骑着摩托车出来了,
so they rode motorcycle from the suburb.
传道被一个负责人载,
the pastor was carried by a board member.
本来传道是走在第一步,
originally the pastor was on the first motorcycle.
因为路上难免有一点灰尘, 所以后面要吃灰尘,
and because it was dusty, and the second car was have a lot of dust on it.
其实没有规定, 不过信徒很自然地让传道那一步在前面, 他们在后面吃灰尘。
There is no set rule, but naturally the believer just follow the pastor's motorcycle.
其实传道的心里也觉得过意不去啊, 你们也可以在前面吗?
But actually the pastor said you can actually go ahead.
其中有一个青年,
among them there's a youth.
哇，看到那个电线杆上面啊, 都是放那个歌舞团没有穿衣服的海报在上面。
On those poles, there's a lot of posters with like a nude woman.
其他的人还没注意, 他已经注意路边那个电线杆, 每一根都有了。
So they start noticing all these posters.
哇,这个青年啊, 他一个人啊, 做一步。
Because this youth, he was riding by himself.
哇,他看到这样看不, 想要看清楚, 所以他就有一个计谋了。
So he wanted to see more clearly, so he had this idea.
干脆啊, 就直接跑到第一步, 又跑得很远呢。
So he decided to ride well ahead the rest of the group.
哇,看不见那个后面的传道还有一些人呢。
So everyone else is far behind them, they cannot see him.
他就找到前面一个电线杆。
So he get to approach to the utility pole.
好好的要来看那个海报啊, 没有穿衣服的歌舞团。
He want to see those pornography poster there.
又怕后面的人看到。
And he was also afraid those the people saw him. So
等到他看清楚电线杆的海报的时候, 摩托车跟人也撞到电线杆。
When he actually approached them, he accidentally hit that utility pole.
哇, 摩托车还在那边转叫, 他人在那边头撞得流血，在地上昏倒。
And his head was collided at the pole and was shedding blood.
那些传道跟负责人信徒的车子经过，哎，有人发现，哎，那个摩托车很像是刚才跑第一个的那个青年呢。
When later the rest of group arrived, they saw, oh, this motorcycle is familiar.
他们又绕回来看。
So they stop by and look at it.
哇, 真的是那位青年呢。
They realized it was that church youth. And they contact ambulance.
他们本来一起出到都市是要去看一个住在普通病房的信徒呢，探访呢。
Originally, the purpose of visitation is to visit a brother who is in the hospital.
是在普通病房的，应该准备要出院的那一种。
It was a regular ward. That person was about to go out of the hospital.
这个弟兄心里不圣洁。
But because this brother was unholy in his heart.
然后去惹到那个路边站在那边实时的电线杆。
And then he collided with that utility pole.
那个离马路还有一段呢, 你不可能骑到那边去。
Actually, the pole was in some distance from the road.
救护车一送啊, 就送到大医院的急诊的病房啊。
So the ambulance sent this brother to an ICU in a big hospital.
马上就动刀哎,
and they start perform surgery on him.
哇, 本来是要去看一个快出院的人, 结果送一个快要死掉进去交互病房的人呢。
Before they were visiting a brother who was about to check out the hospital, now they have to visit this brother in ICU.
过了一两天他醒过来了。
2 days later, he woke up.
传道跟负责人又去看了。
the pastor and the board member visit him.
那个传道就问他。
So the pastor asked him.
你怎么搞的去惹到那个在路边没有关系的电线杆呢？
Why did you bother hitting that electrical pole?
他说我要看那一张海报。
He said because I want to see that poster closer.
那个传道就跟他讲，那个海报没有穿衣服不要看呐。
The pastor said, those are pornography content. Don't watch it.
那个弟兄就回答说，我错了。
The brother said, I'm wrong.
感谢主任，还好没有医生讲的那个。所预期的那个严重会变成植物人的现象啊。
Thank the Lord, it did not happen as the doctor said he will become a vegetable person.
他悔改。
He repented.
祷告。
He prayed.
只是头上留了二十几针的那个路有一个痕迹。
And so he had like 20 some stitches on his head.
他以后不敢看了。
He did not watch those poster anymore. So a person's heart is unholy.
你的意念就动哎。
Then your lust
will arouse.
And then you become curious.
然后决定要去做哎。
And then you decide to do it.
哇，那个速度很快，说快100公里。等到看清楚那个速度没有，就蹦就上去。
And then he drove very fast, like 100 kilometers per hour, and then he just hit that pole.
感谢主还怜悯他，给他机会哦。
Thank the Lord, God gave him more opportunity to live.
所以心不圣洁，你看会造成后面的动作不好。
So when a person has a holy heart, he has all those bad action follows.
有两个人。
There were two people.
他从另外一个县市要到这个县市。
They travel from one county to another county.
他们到这个县市不知道去看什么哦。
So when they arrived at new county, and we don't know what they went.
他们晚上看完了就要找地方睡。
Or they watch something, and then after that, they find a place to sleep.
他们找到附近有一个我们的教会。
They found a church in that city.
然后就来教会管理员那边讲了，就给他们两个睡教会的房间。
So they talked to the janitor of that church, and the janitor gave them a room to sleep.
睡到凌晨半夜两点呢。
So they slept until about 2 a.m.
结果天使显现呢。
Suddenly an angel appeared.
把那两个弟兄叫起来，起来，起来。
The angel woke these two brothers up.
你们没有资格住教会。
You have no qualification to stay in the church.
他们回答说：“我们是弟兄哎，信徒哎。”
And they reply, "We are believers. We are church brothers."
你们这个不行不行。
The angel say, "No, no, you must go out."
半夜两点被天使赶出去。
2 a.m. they were expelled by an angel.
年轻人嘛，两个弟兄来都市去看什么？看那个黄的电影。
So what they did was they went to a movie theater, watch some pornography movie.
两个计划好哎。
They actually planned this.
人都不知道哎。
They say no one else knew.
回去当地教会也是很热心的青年呢。
So when they returned their home city.
领事哎，宗教教育讲员呢。
They were very zealous. They still lead hymns.
不敢在那个县市去看了，就跑到隔壁的县市。
They dare not watch pornography in their own county. They went to another county.
看得太晚了，所以留在教会睡啊。
So they went to another county very late.
半夜两点，天使出现，出去，张人啊，出去。
2 a.m. The angel expelled them and said, "You are very filthy."
如果你不圣洁，
if you are unholy,
神没有差天使说出去。
If God did not send angel say, "Go out."
你自己要可怜哦。
You must have pity yourself.
神任凭你去哦。
Because that God does not care for you anymore.
神还爱你，他要提醒你，管教你。
Only when God still loves you, He will discipline you.
这个是希伯来书讲的，神所爱的，他必管教。
This is a scripture in the book of Hebrew.
你做错，你不圣洁，神不管你，我没事哦，你才惨。
If you did something wrong and become unholy, God did not discipline you. This is
worse condition. 这个圣洁的问题是自己要能够警醒的。
So we must be watchful ourselves.
是自己要做调整的。
We must adjust ourselves.
是自己跟神之间灵交的问题哎。
And this is something between ourselves and God.
而不是坐在人前给人家看的。
It's not something we do for other people.
我们这位神是在暗中查看我们呢。
Our God examines us in secret.
是不要以为啊，我神不知鬼不觉的可以随便做。
Don't think that I can do things in secret. Nobody knows.
神都在监察。
God examines everything.
所以圣洁真的很重要、
哦、So holiness is important.
那我们现在讲了第二个方向。
Now let's talk about second direction.
就是来谈谈，既然圣洁的生活这么重要。
Since holy life is very important.
而且是神的一种圣洁的应许哦。
And there's also a promise regarding holiness.
从旧约到新约里面。
From Old Testament to New Testament.
我们后来看到绝书，他只要求人怎么样敬拜他。
Let's see how Jesus asked people to worship him.
如果根据约翰福音四章的二十三节、二十四节来看
，In John chapter four, verse 23 and 24,
那里神只要求用诚实的心灵来拜他。
God only asked his people to worship him in spirit and truth.
所以我们应该是要真诚，而且用完全的圣洁的心来敬拜他。
So we should worship God in a sincere and a holy heart.
因为他查验知道我们的心意。
Because God searches and examines our heart.
耶稣在最后的一个礼拜在耶路撒冷城的时候。
And in his last week in Jerusalem.
有一天呢、啊，他到圣殿看。
One day Jesus went to the temple.
他动了怒气。
Jesus was very angry.
他就做了一个动作。
He did one thing.
洁净圣殿。
He cleansed the temple.
他看到人在圣殿里面兑换银钱
，because he saw money changers in the holy temple，
买卖鸽子
，they were selling doves。
神的圣殿怎么可以当作一个生意人的场所呢
？How can a holy temple become a market for merchants？
用生意人的动作来代表着这世界所有一切的动作
，or the action of merchant is representing world this world。
所以神不允许让他的圣殿给玷污了。
So God does not allow His temple become defiled.
他用的方法非常激烈哦。
So His action was very strict.
推倒他们的桌子。
He overturned all His tables.
推倒他们做生意的工具。
They overturned all the tools of their
merchant. 还把这些人全部赶出圣殿。
And driven out all those merchants.
他甚至说，我的殿要成为万民祷告的殿。
Jesus said, "My temple will be the temple for prayer."
耶稣这样做乃是要表明啊，神的殿是圣洁的。
Jesus did this to show us God's temple is holy.
耶稣更是这样教导我们哦。
Jesus also taught us this.
我们来看马太福音的第五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
四十八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 48.
所以你们要完全像你们天父一样。
Be perfect therefore as your Father, Heavenly Father is perfect.
亲自这样要求。
This is a requirement of Jesus.
你们要完全哦。
Be perfect.
要像你们天父一样完全哦。
Just as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
我们要像天父完全，简直是不可能。
It's impossible for us as perfect, be as perfect as Heavenly Father.
但是你连那一份心都不立志追求啊。
But if we do not set a goal to pursue holiness,
根本没有任何一点机会改变自己走向一个圣洁的路线。
Then we have no opportunity to change ourselves to become holy.
耶稣这样交代，我们就这样做啊。
So this is the request of Jesus to follow.
至少你有心开始做。
At least we should start doing this.
慢慢的时间累积，你就渐渐的走向圣洁的道路上面。
So as time passes, we'll gradually.Approach holiness.
有一个原则我们可以知道。
There's one principle we know.
这件事我们做错了，就不要再去犯它。
If we have done something wrong, we should not repeat the mistake.
知道这样不对，我不要犯它。
We know this is not right, should not do it again.
你常常做这样的改变。
If we make this kind of correction.
如果在你身上有十个不好的习惯。
Suppose you have 10 bad habits.
你每一样都改。
You correct all of them.
至少你这十个不好的习惯不会再出现在你身上。
So these 10 bad habits no longer occur on you.
哎，你不是比以前更加进步完全一点吗
？So aren't you more perfect than before?
神就是要他的儿女有这样的心，渐渐的进到完全的地步来。
This is why God wants His children to have the heart to gradually become perfect.
神要将应许的福气实现给亚伯拉罕的时候
，When God promised a blessing for Abraham.
神的应许要实现。
When God's promise was about
to realize. 在亚伯拉罕跟他的后裔。
On Abraham and his descendants.
他神只要求一点。
God only requested one thing.
他要亚伯拉罕做一个完全人。
God said, be perfect.
后来我们看到他一关一关的度过。
Then we see how Abraham passed one test and another test.
神就把应许所有的福气、后裔、土地也好，都临到他的跟他的后裔。
So God promised Abraham and descendant on the land.
我们在追求圣洁的道路上也是应该用这种精神下去。
So we should have the same spirit like Abraham.
保罗强调一个圣洁的生活。
Paul talked about holy life.
他也引用了旧约耶柜神学的三个重要的步骤。
He talked about the three important steps from the theology of Ark.
我们来看一下哥林多后书第六章。
Let's refer 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章。
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
十六节。
Verse 16.
哥林多后书第六章的十六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16.
十六节，神的殿和偶像有什么相通呢？
What agreement is there between the temple of God and idols?
因为我们是永生神的殿。
For we are the temple of the living God.
以下就是所谓的耶柜神学的神同在的三个重要步骤。
The rest is the three important steps of how God be with will be with His people.
你只要读旧约，几乎神都在强调这三个重要的步骤。
Entire Old Testament is emphasizing these three important steps.
当神的百姓做到圣洁的生活的时候，
When God's people meet God's requirement to live a holy life.
第一个，神就要在他们中间居住来往。
God will live with them and walk among them.
就是神要跟这些人同在。
That means God will be with these
people.
第二个，
神就要这位神就要做他们的神哦。
Secondly, God will be their God.
第三个，他们就是指神的儿女百姓要做神的子民了。
Thirdly, they meaning God's people will be His people.
这三个是非常重要的神同在的步骤。
These are the three important steps that of God's abidance.
当神要摩西建造会幕的时候，
When God instruct Moses to create the tabernacle,
神也跟摩西讲啊，讲述了这三个重要的会幕神学的一个道理啊。
God also told Moses about the three important steps regarding the theology of tabernacle.
今天我们如果过一个圣洁的生活，也会体验这样的同在。
So if we live a holy life, we have this experience.
因为这是神古老的一个应许啊。
This is an old promise, ancient promise of God.
在神在整个新旧约里面对待他的选民啊。
In Old Testament, New Testament, God dealt with His people.
他做到相关圣洁的应许跟福气啊，也表明在这三个步骤里面呢。
All this the requirement regarding holiness is mentioned is manifest in these three steps.
我们很直接就可以想到。
So we can think this.
圣经里面的古圣徒。
The saints in the book, the Bible.
看看那个约瑟。
Let's think about Joseph.
他被十个哥哥出卖。
He was betrayed by his 10 brothers.
很无情的对待。
They treat him ruthlessly.
他做人家的奴隶。
He became a slave.
甚至主人的太太啊，要来陷害他。
And the master's wife tried to do harm on him.
他长得俊美。
Because he was handsome,
又聪明，
he was smart,
又有能力，
he was capable.
如果这种人活在现在，一定是一等一的这个人才。
So, even in modern time, he's a talent.
但是他心中有一个很重要的尺度。
But in the heart of Joseph, there is some he has a principle.
是一个信仰的原则。
A principle of faith.
也是一个圣洁的一个标准。
It's a standard of holiness.
当主人的太太要诱惑他犯罪的时候。
When the master's wife tried to seduce him to commit crime,
他就大声地说，我怎能做这大恶得罪神呢？
How can I sin against God by committing this evil?
他立了一个不犯罪的心志。
So he made a determination not to
commit sin. 这也是一个圣洁生活一个最重要的把关呢。
This is a main principle of living holy life.
后来他成就了神美好的光景。
Eventually he accomplished God's goodwill.
但你也是一样哦。
same thing happened to Daniel.
他从吃的上面保守圣洁。
He maintained holiness in the things he eat.
不吃国王的膳，国王的饮食酒啊。
He refused to eat at king's table.
结果到后来，他成为灵性美好的人哦。
Eventually, he had a good spirituality.
然后他又是蒙神大爱的人哦。
He was a man greatly loved by God.
所以你有一个圣洁的生活。
So if you have a holy life,
你一直这样子坚持保守着。
If you persist this principle,
在这样的路途上面，神一定会与他同在。
So on your way, God will be working with you.
神最喜欢用这种人。
God like use this kind of people.
他不喜欢用那个马马虎虎、应付的、不真不假的人。
He doesn't want to work with those people who do things half-heartedly.
所以启示录有一个教会，他们的信仰不冷不热，所以要被砍下来啊。
So there's one church in the book of Revelation, there.Faith was lukewarm, so they will be discarded by God.
我们如果看到启示录，
so we study Book of Revelation.
哪一种人配得跟得胜的羔羊耶稣基督同作王呢？
What kind of person is worthy to sit at the throne with the Lamb?
我们来看一下启示录的第五章。
Let's read Revelation chapter 5.
启示录的第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
第五章，我们来看这个。九节
，verse nine
到十节
，and ten，
在这里说，配开七印的那一位得胜的羔羊。
In this verse, talk about the Lamb who is worthy to open the scroll.
他用自己的血把从各四方买来的人呐。
He used his blood to purchase men from all over the place.
这个买是救赎的意思。
To purchase means to redeem.
然后把他们成为国民做祭司。
And once they were purchased, they become a priest.
跟耶稣基督啊同作王直到永远呢。
They were kings with Jesus Christ forever.
我们再来看启示录的十二章。
Then read chapter 12 of Revelation.
十七节。
Verse 17.
这里讲啊，这个妇人的儿女。
Talk about the children of this woman.
这个妇人就是预表着真教会。
The woman prefigure true church.
教会里面的信徒啊。
The believers in true church.
你看看，能够征战得胜的，就是那守神诫命为耶稣做见证。
Only those who obey God's command and hold on the testimony of Jesus can win the victory.
我们再来看启示录七章十四节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 7, verse 14.
七章的十四节。
Chapter 7, verse 14.
这里讲到有一些人是从大灾大患难中走出来的。
It mentioned that the people come out from great tribulation.
曾用羔羊的血把衣裳给洗白净了。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
能够通过各种迷惑、试炼、灾难的人呢、啊？
Those who are able to pass all kind of temptation and tribulation
就是领受主救恩的人、啊、
are those who receive the salvation of God.
但是他们有一个很重要的生活，要穿洁白的衣裳。
They have an important life. It's where they wear the white cloak, white robes.
这种人就是过圣洁生活、有圣洁行为的人。
These are the people who live a holy life.
所以我们可以看到。
So we can see this.
真的过一个圣洁的生活乃是我们基督徒一个本分。
To live a holy life is the fundamental duty of every Christian.
我们第三个方向要讲的。
And the third direction we want to mention.
既然有这个圣洁的一个圣经里头的教训。
Now we have the teaching of holiness in the Bible.
然后神也定出了这个圣洁的应许。
God also gave the promise of holiness.
那我们要怎么得到这个应许呢？
How do we receive this promise?
这就是第三个我们所要谈的。
This is the third point we want to mention.
那既然有这个圣洁的应许，
now we have this promise of holiness.
也是神对他百姓的要求，
which is also a requirement of God to his people.
那我们要尽一生的力量、生命来去追求这样的一个生活。
We should pursue this holiness, holy life with our whole life.
要尽一生一世努力得着这样的圣洁的应许了。
So, using our entire life to pursue the promise of holiness.
圣经里面也有跟我们谈到。
The Bible mentions this.
我们来看这个哥林多后书第七章。
Let's refer Second Corinthians chapter 7.
第七章的第一节。
Chapter 7, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
亲爱的弟兄啊。
Dear brothers,
我们既然有这等应许，
since we have these promises,
就当洁净自己。
Let us purify ourselves,
除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，
from everything that contaminate body and spirit,
敬畏神得以成圣，
perfecting holiness of our reverence for God.
七章一节是接续六章的十六节到十八节所说的这个圣洁的生活。
And verse 1 of chapter 7 is a continuation of our verse 16 to 18 of chapter 6.
六章的十六节到十七、十八节的说话。
It's a continuation from chapter 6 from verse 16 to 18.
这里就讲了分别为圣的生活。
It talk about a life set apart as holiness.
十七节说一定要从他们中间出来哦。
Verse 17 says, you must come out from them.
不要沾不洁净的物，我就收纳你们哦。
Touch no unclean thing, and then I will receive you.
那要怎么样得到这个圣洁的应许呢？
How to receive the promise of holiness?
七章一节就讲了三个方法。
Chapter 7, verse 1 talk about three methods.
第一个，洁净自己。
First, purify ourselves.
就是要灵修自己了。
That is to have spiritual cultivation.
这个很重要。
This is important.
要常祷告。
Often, to pray often.
常读经。
And read the Bible.
常做圣工。
And do sacred work.
常常聚会。
Attend service.
无形中啊，就在洁净自己了。
So, in this way, we will purify ourselves.
第二个方法。
Second method.
要除掉身心灵魂的一切污秽。
Get rid of everything that contaminates body and spirit.
包括你的肉身生活。
Including our physical life.
包括你的肉眼看不见的心灵世界。
Also your spiritual life.
也包括你的属灵的生活。
Or your spiritual life.
任何一切的污秽都要拿掉。
Any contamination should be removed.
第三个方法。
Third method.
要敬畏神。
Fear God.
当我们读传道书的时候。
When we read Ecclesiastes.
读到他以虚空的主题来探讨人生。
And the book talk about vanity of life.
最后的结论。
And the conclusion of that book.
就在传道书十二章的十三节。
And chapter 12, verse 13.
讲述那么多。
After describing so many things.
总意就是要敬畏神。
The summary is to fear God.
受神的诫命。
And obey God's command.
这是人当尽的本分。
This is duty of man.
那一节是这样说的。
That's the summary in that verse.
其实也是呼应到这里，我们看到要得到圣洁的应许，就要敬畏神。
That is to receive the promise of holiness, we must fear God.
所以这三个方法。
And these three methods.
就是对着那一些想要追求圣洁的人，最好的一些指标做法了。
Are the three methods are the best guideline for those who want to pursue holiness.
有一个圣工人员。
There's a sacred worker.
刚好跟传道要到一个慕道者家庭做探访。
He went with a pastor to visit a true seeker.
他也热心啊。
He is a zealous believer.
我们一到那个慕道者的家。
When we arrive at a true seeker's home.
他平常啊都是很有礼貌的。
Normally, he's very polite.
结果那一次一看到我们另外一个教会的圣工人员。
When that true seeker saw this other holy worker,
他一看到他就笑，哇，好久没看到你啦。
And when the true seeker saw that brother, say,
然后坐下的时候不像上一次一样这么规矩啊。
I haven't seen you for a long time, and then how can you sit like this?
坐得很随便。
And he said very casually.
就因为有那一个圣工人员同行啊。
Because that brother was with them.
然后他就讲了。
So then he said,
嘿，田川道，
and
以前啊。我跟这个人呢、啊，在一个同一个公司上班。
In past I was a co-worker with this brother in a certain company.
我心里就想他是教会的圣工人员呢。
So in my heart I thought, okay, this brother is a sacred worker. How come he said this man?
有的人在教会热心，在外面行为很烂的也有。
Some people are very zealous in the church, but they have bad behavior outside.
他不是很烂。
He was not very bad.
他就讲了。
So he said,
我们公司啊，比赛喝酒啊，冠军是谁你知道吗？
We have a drinking contest in our company.
公司比赛喝酒大赛。
Do you know who was the winner?
喝酒大赛。
There was a competition.
他说冠军就是我们这个圣工人员。
The champion is our sacred worker.
他说那个他得了冠军，哇，不简单嘞，很厉害嘞。
And he was a champion of drinking wine.
但是他吐了两天嘞，因为冠军嘛。
But later he threw up and vomited for 2 days.
心里想糟糕啊，带一个工作人员，结果没想到是破功啊，不能谈啊。
So in my heart, I would say, it was bad. I bring this brother with me. He didn't help.
在教会也是蛮重要呢。
In the church, he was an important worker.
五十几岁，快六十哎。
He was in his 50s.
我当时才三十几岁啊。
At time, I was only 30-some years old.
我转过去看他，我什么话都不讲，他知道我的意思。
I saw I turned back, look at him. I didn't say anything. He knew.
他脸红红哎。
And he was, his face was red.
我们就没有多讲了，就跟他说。啊，下次再来拜访。
We didn't say much. We just say the true seeker will come again.
走到外面，我也不跟他讲话。
After we exit the house, we didn't say much.
跟在我旁边。
He just followed me.
我就是一直等他，你什么时候讲话
？I was waiting for him to speak.
虽然你是长辈。
I think you are older than me.
我要看你怎么说。
I would like to hear what you want to say.
他最后就讲话。
Finally, he start saying something.
我也没有责备他。
I didn't rebuke him.
那是过去的软弱嘛。
He said, it was weakness
in the past. 后来他修正追求圣洁嘛。
And then he correct himself and pursue holiness.
传道那一次吐两天，我就立志不再碰。
He said, Pastor, since I vomited for 2 days, after that I will not drink again. I want to correct myself. So I said, if you can change, that's good.
一心一意要追求圣洁。
And he pursued holiness with one heart and one mind.
我说这样很好啊。
I said that's good.
你应该找时间跟你朋友跟他说我改变了。
I said you should tell your friend you have changed.
那你要帮他祷告哦。
Then you should pray for him.
不要因为你的过去他不再来教会哦。
Don't let your friend not come to church because of your past.
他说好。
He said okay.
他真的有去找。
He visited his friend again.
哇，那一家人都一起来慕道哎。
Indeed, the whole family come to church.
他很诚实的说，我过去软弱。
He confessed,
我现在改正。
Say I was weak in the past.
我全心在为主服务。
Now I serve the church with my whole heart.
人听了好高兴，哎呦，冠军的人能够为主服务。
And so his friend said, you were champion, and now you are in drinking wine, but now you change.
不要隐藏自己，假装自己了。
Don't try to conceal yourself.
老实面对。
Face the fact.
人家对你的改变也会尊重。
And then people will Look highly on you.
不要为了那一点点软弱你就抢夺自己。
Don't hide your secret.
还要狡辩。
Don't try to argue for yourself. 神最讨厌这种人了。God does not like these people.
结果他诚实变成一个见证，慕道着全家来慕道。
So when he confesses his sins and his attitude
changed, 随时要调整自己。
So we must adjust and change
ourselves. 我们才能够配得称为神的儿女啊。
Then we are worthy to be called children of God.
我看到这个圣工人员越做越高兴。
So later I can see the sacred worker.
因为他的回转。
Very served
God
very zealous.
因为他的改变。
And because he changed.
成为一个圣洁的人。
He became a holy person.
软弱到一个有力量神同在的人。
He changed from a weak person to a person with power.
经历这个软弱。
He experienced weakness.
他反而成为一个很有用的工人。
He became a useful worker.
成为一个见证。
Become a good testimony.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
后来这一家人也来信主。
And then the family of true seeker come to believe the Lord.
不要怕改正。
Don't be afraid, just change yourself.
发现自己有瑕疵。
When we find our defect.
发现自己有软弱。
When we find our weakness.
我们不要只检讨别人。
Don't judge others.
有时候那个不太好的人，先发制人，都说别人不好不好不好，其实他自己也不怎么好。
Many times people with defect try to defend themselves by accusing other people's weakness first.
检讨自己最简单啊。
We should examine our weakness first.
你想改变别人对方，你先改变自己最好。
If we want to change others, we should change ourselves first.
刚刚那个圣工人员就是最好的一个例子咯。
Just like that sacred worker, that's a good example.
我们活着就要追求过一个圣洁的生活。
While alive, we must pursue a life of holiness.
我们如果针对怎么样得着应许的那三个方法来努力
？So if we try from this three using the three methods to pursue holiness，
我们就会因为这三个方法而进入到追求圣洁的一个门路里面。
By practicing the three methods， we will enter holiness。
所以这一个信仰课题，是你我大家要共同努力追求的。
So this is a lesson that we all should make an effort。
我们最后看一个经文做结论。
Lastly, let's refer one verse as conclusion.
请看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12.
希伯来书的十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12.
十二章请看十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
你们要追求与众人和睦。
Make every effort to live in peace with all.
并要追求圣洁。
And be holy.
非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
这里劝勉我们要与人和睦哦。
First, advise us to live peace with all men.
但是这个工作要站在圣洁的基础上面来做哦。
But this work must be done on the foundation of holiness.
别人漂亮。
Other people are beautiful.
别人英俊。
They are handsome.
别人有智慧。
They are intelligent.
别人有能力。
They are capable.
那都是神给他的哦。
Those are a gift from God.
你不能因为我欣赏对方，我就要把它夺过来啊，不行哦。
We should not be jealous toward other people's talent.
这就不圣洁哦。
These are unholy attitude.
你也要尊重别人的生命灵魂。
We should respect other people's life and soul. Respect other people's salvation.
所以我们有好的条件，不要被成为犯罪的工具。
So our good condition should not become a tool for other people to commit sin.
尊重对方。
We should respect other people.
尊重他的生命灵魂。
Respect other people's soul and life.
与人和睦相处要站在圣经圣洁的基础上面。
So to live in peace with others must be set on foundation of holiness.
直接影响得救的问题。
And its end result will affect our salvation.
所以这里最后一句话说。
In the last verse, he says.
人不圣洁就不能见主的面。
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
换句话说。
In other words,
人圣洁就可以见主的面。
If a man is holy, he can see the face of God.
求主帮助我们。
We pray the Lord to help us.
唱诗225首。
Sing hymn 225.
唱第一节跟最后一节。
Verse 1 and last verse.
请坐。
Please be seated.
虽然一天参加这个灵恩会的聚会，
even though we spend an entire day attending service of spiritual convocation,
肉身也是有一些疲劳了。
Perhaps physically we are tired.
但这是一个难得的机会。
But this is a rare opportunity.
我们非常盼望神也纪念我们的辛劳。
We pray that God will remember our
并且祝福给我们大家。
And bless all of us.
但最后我们还是要做一个感谢的祷告。
But now we still want to make a prayer.
作为我们今天这一天的一个结束。
To conclude today's all the service.
明天还有剩下一天。
Tomorrow we have one more day.
我们祷告继续求主帮助带领。
We pray that God will continue to guide us and help us.
今后能够看到神的一种带领，让我们能够活在主的恩典中。
So from now on, we will see the guidance of the Lord. We can live in the grace of the Lord.
所以要接受按手的，我们也非常欢迎。
So if you desire to lay hand, we welcome you.
我们也做最后一次的这个很诚心的祷告。
So we will make one final prayer with sincerity.
现在开始动作。
Let's all move. to front.
我们就开始到前面来一起做祷告。
Let's all come forward and pray.
同样的，要求圣灵的，请跪在第一排。
Again, those who want to pray for Holy Spirit, please kneel in the first row.
我们现在开始来跪下。
Let's all kneel down together.